Yeah, so let's take some time here to establish a firm and comfortable foundation for meditation so that there's only minimal need for movement throughout the meditation. And take a few more moments to settle in. Find a posture that's not too rigid, too stiff, but rather one that will support you the best, is comfortable. Steady. Be aware of the body in the sitting posture. And allow the mind to rest on the body. Like the body rests on the cushion, the chair. Pass your attention through the spine, from the bottom all the way up to the top. Settling, relaxing, softening a little more. Letting go of all our worries and concerns. There's no need for them now. And we point the mind straight at the present moment, checking in on the mind as it is right now, and establishing mindfulness, allowing mindfulness to be predominant by bringing it to the foreground and taking a moment to just be with that condition of the mind when mindfulness is predominant. Just savoring, flavoring the texture of the mind with mindfulness. And with that continuity of mindfulness established, move to the process of breathing. Noticing inhalation and exhalation. Noticing inhaling. Noticing exhaling. Taking a deep breath and closely discerning the length of the breath as it gradually changes from being long due to intentional breathing . Noticing it become shorter and softer. And having worked with this more focused attention for a while, we proceed to make the whole body as our main object. The whole body as our main object now. The breath and the body exchange position in the field of attention. The body in the sitting posture comes to the foreground, whilst awareness of inhalation and exhalation moves into the background. The inhale and the exhale moves to the peripheral, the background. And it becomes more of an open monitoring of your experience. Calming body activities, allowing a deep sense of relaxation to go through the whole body. Calming bodily activities. And out of this deep bodily calming and relaxing, allow joy to arise. Experiencing joy, all the while aware of inhalation and exhalation. Held in the background of awareness. The joy of the present moment. The joy of the practice that we've been undertaking. As well as the joy of walking in the footsteps of Buddha. And from joy to happiness. The happiness of contentment that is always possible, no matter how the practice may unfold. The happiness of contentment is always possible. Experiencing happiness, breathing in and breathing out. And now shifting the pleasant feeling of being in the present moment to the background. The pleasant feeling moves to the background to join the inhale and the exhale. As we open our awareness up to any activity in the mind, experiencing mental activity without becoming active, just watching, just observing the game of the mind, thoughts, perceptions as they come and go. And as we keep watching the mental activity without becoming active, without taking part in it, naturally it becomes more quiet, calming of mental activity. Letting any remainder of tension just drop away, sink away into the ground, calming the mental activity, allowing a deep relaxation to arise in the mind. Allowing the mind to naturally become more and more quiet, relaxed, unruffled, unagitated. And with the calming of mental activity, it becomes possible to experience the mind in its bare knowing quality. Its bare knowing quality. Like diving deep into the ocean, far beyond the ripples and waves of the surface of the water, diving deep into the mind. Experiencing the mind in its bare, naked knowing quality. So quiet. No discernible mental activity. It's calmed down, revealing the mind as it simply is. All the while, we're aware of breathing in and out. In the background of awareness, at times there can be a sense of encountering the mind in this still condition. So still. And out of this encounter with the mind, naturally gladness arises. Experiencing gladness, the gladness of the quiet mind, the gladness that touches us much more deeply within, compared to joy and happiness experienced earlier. a profoundly quiet and still gladness. The gladness of a still mind. And the still mind, the glad mind, naturally becomes collected, becomes unified, concentrated, and whole. Concentrating, collecting the mind. Concentrating the mind without a trace of effort or strain. Just a natural collecting, as if the whole of our experience is held in a gentle and loving embrace, so that all of its usual fragmentation vanishes. Unified, collected, composed, samadhi. And if at this point the mind wishes to go deeper into samadhi, we let it go by liberating it from any sense of control or interfering from our side. Liberating it from any disturbance, allowing the mind to go deep. And when the mind has gone as deep as it wishes, it comes up again. Even if it did not feel like going deeper into samadhi. Liberating the mind from the conceit, I am. From the clinging as mine. From all sense of ownership and appropriation. Dropping the burden of the ego. Liberating the mind. Breathing without a breather. Liberating the mind in emptiness is true liberation indeed. And dropping of the burden of the ego, of the tendency of self, the self that we carry with us from sitting to walking and our daily activities. do whatever we do without the sense of conceit, the I am, and the clinging, mine. Just dropping it. So liberating, so free. That heavy burden of ego, just releasing it. No need to keep carrying it around. Keep dropping that unnecessary burden. And that perception of emptiness can also be a tool when any distraction comes up, as sooner or later the mind is bound to wander. And no frustration, no negativity, a smiling mind, and we can discern the nature of the distraction. A memory, fantasy, daydream. In some way, it will be related to conceit, I am, to some appropriating as mine. And if we can drop that, the whole thing collapses to the ground. It loses its strength. It loses its foundation. So liberating is the perception of emptiness. The impermanence that has been at the background of the practice, the inhalation and exhalation, now comes to the foreground of our attention as we are mindful of change, the changing phenomena. As the inhalation and exhalation comes to the foreground, observing our very experience with the breath. The air moving in and out of the body. And the sensation caused by the breath as it moves in and out. And there is a knowing that this is inhalation and that this is exhalation. And as we bring the breath even closer to the foreground, close to our attention, we can also perhaps discern the breath in more detail. Not only the in and out, but also the beginning, middle, and end of an inhalation. The beginning, middle, and end of an exhalation. Observing the changing, impermanent nature of all three aspects, the beginning, middle, and end of each inhalation and exhalation. allowing the flow of impermanence to wash away all passion, to wash away our attachments, to wash away our clinging, to transform our attitude. Dispassion, the fading away. And if we wish to work more closely with the breath, then at this point we could give attention only to the middle and end of inhalation, and only to the middle and end of the exhalation. The breath remains entirely natural. It's not about changing the breath in any way, rather paying close attention as the breath stays and then disappears. As the breath stays and then disappears, to support our contemplation of dispassion fading away. And with the growth of dispassion and the lessening of our attachment and clinging, it becomes easier to allow things to end, to see the ending of things, the cessation. If you'd like to continue relating this to the breath, then you could give the whole attention to the endings, the ending of the inhalation, the ending of the exhalation, the vanishing, disappearing, ceasing. It's observing the impermanence, the fact that all things must come to an end. They finish, they cease, they simply disappear. And the more we learn to face and be at ease with cessation, the easier it becomes for us to let go. To let go of what we cannot really hold on to. Let go of clinging to things that are changing and disappearing anyway. Letting go of our attachments. Letting go of clinging. Letting go of conceit, I am, and appropriation as mine. And eventually letting go of all that is conditioned to take the plunge into the unconditioned, a supreme peace. The supreme happiness, the supreme freedom of nirvana. Nothing to lose, only to gain by letting go. And now, as we begin to bring this mindfulness of breathing meditation to a close, you may like to take a little bit more movement into the fingers and toes, the body, a few deeper breaths. Knowing that we can keep practicing like this throughout our day, mindfulness of breathing.